Or if the child is pulling a toy and perhaps it's so heavy that it's about to scratch the floor, you might say, well, don't pull.
Okay.
Or don't B-R-A-G.
Drag.
All right. If you said back to talk about the getting something out of the road. Yesterday I used that word.
Pull.
Okay.
Or drag.
Okay. And you might say, or somebody that worked on the farm might say, well, there were a lot of stuffs out there, but I have gotten all out of the road.
Removed.
Okay. Use that. Use drag.
Use drag.
We have what? How is it?
Drag.
Okay. And tell me, do you remember much about the instruments that they use for turning the ground?
Turning flat.
Okay. Can you tell me anything more than that they were?
They were heavy, and they were steel. Heavy steel beams and steel the big clouds.
Right. You think they had it pulled by
mules or companies? At times, those big clouds, big turning clouds that we call them, they used two mules.
Okay. Well, do you remember anything about the way they turned the earth? Did they?
Well,
to the left or to the right?
Well, they did. They were breaking it up. They would sometimes they would put the plow and they would turn it to the left, and then maybe the next time they would turn it to the right. They would,
it could go
either way. You
right.
See, but they would have to put it on the left side. You see, to turn it there, and then they'd put on another plow to turn it back to the right. And they would break it right.
Okay. And what about an instrument after it had been plowed that it had several little teeth? After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Well, we used to call a drag harrow.
Okay, and have you any other words here?
Drag harrow or they've used another word now they don't call that, but we used to call them drag harrow.
Somebody gave the word, not just kind of a joke term, a gun devil or a harrow.
Never heard of that.
All right. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto that thing in between? And what do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it or saw it into stove length?
Chop.
Okay. And that's an X-shaped one. Well, what about one shaped like that that you might lay boards across from the church supper or some such thing? Not an X-shaped one.
Well, it's not necessarily a horse because if you were going to make it, heck, it would have be out straight, but you would have your legs would be there, but you would have a plank across the top of it, you see.
Now,
bounce from one to the other.
Okay, what about a saw book? Have you heard of a saw book or something that's used to support things for sawing?
Oh, yeah. You have maybe a block or something that you would put on to and then bolt it down, maybe with a, what they call, vise, you know, and saw it.
And when you straighten your hair,